Welcome to Urban Experience 2017, Another Pair of Eyes, Webster Grove, St. Louis.
In this podcast, we will talk about police body cameras and how they affect people in and around urban St. Louis.
We interviewed Jim Eldred, a lawyer in downtown St. Louis.
You have an officer coming in, and you're trying to get, they're going to testify as to what happened 3 years ago. Now, in the meantime, they've arrested 1,000 other guys, you know, 1,500, I don't know, however many people since then. There's no way they remember the specific facts of this case, in the detail that's necessary.
And overall, the use of force in America after the introduction of police body cameras has dropped significantly.
Do I think they are necessary? I think you have to evaluate the benefit and cost of anything. I certainly think that having a record of what transpires between in police contacts with citizens isn't a bad thing. I mean, it certainly can help alleviate some questions on both sides for police and for the people who come in contact with police. I don't think it's a cure-all, because I think there are other, you know, the cameras aren't going to capture everything, and you're still going to have some questions about how things happen, but I certainly think that they add to this, that they're a plus.
We interviewed Joey, a gas station cashier on South Grand Avenue.
So I think if we do have to raise taxes a fair amount and we know where the money's going, then I would be for it.
Honestly, for me, I don't have any problem being videotaped because I know I don't do anything wrong. Like a lot of times people come in here and they'll say, for example, like, hey man, you're watching me. But you know, I have to do what I have to do. Like, all right, we watch everybody. You know, other people that are comfortable, like, hey man, he could watch me. I know I'm not going to do anything wrong. You know, but sometimes you have a guilty conscience, like, why is this guy watching us? Or, you know, because we do deal with a lot of thefts and we do deal with a lot of that stuff. So, you know, I think that when people know that they're being watched, you know, it helps put an end to that.
In the time period between 2009 and 2012, when police body cameras were introduced to Rialto, California, the number of shifts where force was required to be used went down significantly.
In the Central West End, we ran into Lieutenant Dan.
My dream is like to have a confrontation with someone that's intoxicated, argumentative, and maybe saying, hey, and acting calm and saying, everything you're saying is on camera right now. Do you really want to act this way? I mean, because I've been mother effed and cursed at and all that. And it'd be nice to one day when somebody's doing that to say, ma'am, sir, right now all your behavior is being recorded. And then they'll look at me and say, well, and then our buddies or whatever might say, hey, man, he's being cool, and you're the one mother effing him, and you're being recorded. This isn't going to look too good in court. So maybe after a long amount of time, it can sway some people to act a little differently.
We asked Kaylee, a barista at Starbucks in the Central West End.
Well, I'm a Starbucks barista, and we're filmed every moment we work. So if someone who makes coffee for a living has to be filmed, then why shouldn't a police officer who controls life or death over people every day? I think it was like North Carolina or something passed a law that said like only the officers directly involved in incidents and stuff could view that footage and that it was not allowed to be made public. So that's one of my concerns. If you look, actually here we have cameras. So like people, when they're in a public setting, they are going to be caught on footage, and like if people aren't concerned about it in a Starbucks, why should they be concerned on the street?
The company that supplies police body cameras all around the nation is Axon.
These were the opinions of people in and around St. Louis.
We hope these help you make a more informed decision on police body cameras.
Police body cameras have proven to be very useful.
Is the sales tax raise of 0.5% worth it?
This has been
Wolfie,
Julian,
Marshall,
Bryce,
and Tara.
Urban Experience 2017.
Another pair of eyes.